Welcome everyone. I'm so excited. We're trying out a new video system for those of you that are on video, and we're really looking forward to being with you today.
Hello everyone. I think this is going to be a great system and a way to support you even better than we could have anticipated. So we're looking forward to your feedback on this. We hope the picture's good. We hope the sound's good, but most of all, we are intending that you are good, you are balanced, you are emotionally aware, you are making responsible choices, and you are enjoying your life. Welcome everyone to this session, this sixth session of the Masterclass Immersion Life School webinar. I'm very grateful to be with you and excited to be with you today.
Well, I'm excited to talk about the subject that we're going to be talking about today. It's the nature of vulnerability. And the reason I thought about that, and Gary and I talked about it, is that in the last month or so, I've been overhearing, a number of people talking about how vulnerable they feel or how they felt so vulnerable in their life or different scenarios of vulnerability. And I realized that they didn't really understand about vulnerability in the way that, from a multisensory point of view. So I wanted to share with all of you about that in case you still have some misunderstandings about that.
And if you're not sure if your understanding is correct or not, that's what this call is about. We're going to be talking about the nature of vulnerability.
Absolutely. So, If we look at it from a five sensory point of view, in other words, the five sensory understanding of vulnerability is being susceptible to attack or injury. That's usually the way we think about it, or being weak or poorly defended. That's usually the understanding of vulnerability.
Is that the way you feel when you feel vulnerable? That you're weak, that you're undefended, that you're subject to attack, an emotional attack perhaps, that you're defenseless.
Or you've been injured and you don't want any more, and so you feel really vulnerable. So that's what often, and that's what I've thought in the past too. So we wanted to really explore that today. And of course, the multisensory perception or understanding of vulnerability is that it is an experience of a frightened part of the personality. So that's quite different than the five sensory understanding. So we wanted to talk about that a bit. And I was thinking about how many people seek therapy and they feel that they're vulnerable when they feel they're vulnerable. And sometimes five sensory therapists work with them for many years. And because they do not understand that vulnerability is coming from a frightened part of the personality, is actually from a multisensory perception, because they're a five sensory therapist, so they wouldn't know that. So so that it goes on and on telling the story about why someone's vulnerable, but actually it is the experience of a frightened part of the personality, and it can be challenged in exactly the same way. When you feel vulnerable, you can do it exactly the same thing that you do when you're angry, when you're jealous, when you're feeling overwhelmed, all the different parts of a personality that become active in you. You can do the same process of becoming emotionally aware, feeling physical sensations in your body, noticing your thoughts, seeing that they come from fear, and feeling it fully, and then choosing a loving part of your personality instead. So beloved, I love talking about this because I had a misunderstanding about vulnerability for most of my life. So I'm really excited to hear some of the things you have to say about it too.
Thank you, beloved. So if you've had experiences of vulnerability, and I suspect you have because everyone has, or if you are having experiences of vulnerability, now is the time to stop and to apply what you know. In other words, when you're feeling vulnerable, you may feel that you don't want any more now. No more of this authentic power stuff, no more of this frightened parts of the personality stuff. I can't handle that right now. I've got a lot that I'm just barely on the edge of handling. Maybe my mother has just died. I've just gotten a divorce. My child is sick. Our house has been foreclosed. And I'm too vulnerable to talk about anything else. I need to keep myself together. That's an experience of vulnerability. When you have such an experience, that is the time to remind yourself that a frightened part of your personality is active, that experience originates in fear. And then you will be able to address it as you are learning how to address it, or as you have learned and have been practicing for years, hopefully many years. That is, you apply the tools that you've learned, the tools that you have developed, or the tools that you're just learning about now and will develop. The first of those tools, as Linda mentioned, is emotional awareness. Put your attention into your energy processing centers. Remember, there are seven of them. One's here at the crown of your head, one's here. This is what the Indians will call, where the Indians put a dab of paint. Another is in your throat area, in your shoulder area. Another is in your chest area. Another is in your solar plexus, which is just below your sternum, where your ribs come together in the front of your torso. Another is in your genital area. And another is at the very base of your torso. In other words, those are the seven chakras. Mm-hmm. Put your attention into those energy processing centers. And as you know, begin, if you're just practicing, or if you're just beginning a session with yourself, put your attention into your chest area, your solar plexus area, and your throat area first, unless another energy center is calling to you. Because those are the areas in which most people can most easily and most frequently feel physical sensations. When energy is passing through your body, as it is continually entering through your crown and down to the base of your torso and up again, it is passing through each of these energy centers. When one of these, one or more of these energy processing centers is processing that energy in fear and doubt, you will feel painful physical sensations. Mm-hmm. So experiment with this. This is not just theory. You can try it out. In fact, that's why you're on this call, and that's why you're in the Masterclass Immersion or the Life School or both, to use it, to experiment with it, not just to learn a theory. When you feel any frightened part of your personality, and in this case we're talking about experiences of vulnerability, of being too fragile, of not wanting to hear more, mm-hmm. put your attention into your energy processing centers. Because when these energy processing centers are processing energy in love and trust, the physical sensations you feel are blissful. They're wonderful. You want more of them. This is the way you want to be in your life all the time. So when you're feeling vulnerable, fragile, I don't want any more, that kind of thing, and you put your attention into your throat, chest, and solar plexus areas to look for physical sensations, if you find any that are uncomfortable or painful, for example, a pain in your chest, in the center of your chest, or a sharp pain on the right or the left, or something compressing your chest, or you feel a constriction in your throat, and it could be the size of a dime or a golf ball. If you feel something in your solar plexus and it's not comfortable or it doesn't feel good, it may be churning or burning, then you know that a frightened part of your personality is active.
Mm-hmm. I want to say two things, beloved. First of all, if someone's brand new to creating authentic power, and maybe they're on the Life School call for the first time, or they haven't really been practicing yet, it may be a while before you feel anything in your energy center. So don't be surprised. Because usually our focus is in our thoughts, not in our body. So you'll become skilled at feeling.
When you're unconscious, your focus is usually
Yes.
Not in your body and not on your emotion.
Yes, usually that's the way most people are in their life. That's what I was saying. So, and so when you begin to create authentic power, you begin to focus on the energy centers.
If you want to change yourself.
Yes.
In other words, five sensory humans don't give much importance to emotions. They feel that they'd rather not have them. Painful emotions only get in the way. In fact, what they get in the way of is pursuing external power. But multisensory individuals, and that's you if you're on this call, mm-hmm. are open to the idea that emotions are important. They're not ancillary to your existence on the earth. They are central to your existence on the earth. So pay attention to them. Now also, when you're feeling what you're calling, or what is generally called vulnerability, put your attention, pay attention to your thoughts. If you are in a frightened part of your personality, your thoughts will be critical or judgmental of you, of others, or of yourself. For example, your thought might be, I'm too fragile. I'm not healthy right now. I'm not together. I need to conserve my energy. I can't open to anything new.
So I want to say one thing. As you're saying that, I want everyone to notice, if you have those kinds of thoughts and you feel that way often, you may be having a reaction right now and be able to feel things in your energy centers to what we're saying. You may feel things in your throat, your chest, and your solar plexus. So actually it's an exercise you can do in the present moment as Gary's speaking, or I'm speaking about vulnerability.
And in the case of the frightened part of your personality that's called vulnerability, the thoughts you have will generally be critical of yourself. I'm not strong enough. I'm not clear enough. I'm too confused. I'm scattered. I'm breaking up into a million pieces. I. That kind of critical, judgmental thought about yourself.
Or it could be, he's not sensitive to me. How come they keep talking to me? Mm. Why are they telling me that I have a frightened part? How dare they say something like that? Because I can't help it. This is the way I feel, and it is the way it really is. And so those are kinds of thoughts from frightened parts of the personality.
And I can't handle hearing anymore.
Yes.
So if you are experiencing any thoughts like that, then that will tell you that you are in a frightened part of your personality. Then, in addition to paying attention to your emotions and your thoughts, notice your intention when you're feeling vulnerable. Is it to open up? Is it to include other people? Mm-hmm. Is it to expand? Or is it the opposite? Is it to contract? Mm-hmm. Is it to shut other people out? Mm-hmm. Is it to close down? So you can see, if you apply any one of these tools, you'll discover that these experiences of vulnerability originate in fear. If you apply all three of them, then you'll see it three times. And that's how you'll know that this experience of vulnerability is a frightened part of your personality. Most people think that the experience of vulnerability stands apart. It's a special kind of feeling. It's not an emotion. It's not merely a thought. But when you apply the tools of creating authentic power, emotional awareness, responsible choice, then you'll see that it is an emotional experience, because you can see it, feel it, experience it for yourself as exactly that, and a particular kind of emotional experience, a fearful one, a painful one, a one that will create destructive consequences if you act on it. People won't talk to you. You will shut them out. They won't open to you because you're not open to them. This puts you... Sorry,
I say eventually that will happen, but they may at first try to caretake you, try to make you feel better and make you be okay. And then they'll realize that that doesn't work, and then they'll probably push you away.
Oh, that is an excellent reminder. So one of the intentions that you might have, that you might discover when you're looking at your intentions, is to invite caretaking, somebody to say, oh dear, I know you're fragile now, so you take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. You take care of yourself. You're tender right now. If that's an intention that you have, then you know that you are in a frightened part of your personality, because you will also know that caretaking will not support you. Caregiving will support you. Spiritual partnership will support you. Awareness will support you.
So caregiving is when caregiving is when the intention comes from love, and caretaking is when you actually want something for yourself. Whenever you do something for someone because you want to feel better, is a different energy. It comes from fear. So that's how we're distinguishing the difference between caretaking and caregiving.
And it's interesting that Linda brings up the difference between caretaking and caregiving, because one of the most difficult, frightened parts of the personality for to recognize for some people is caretaking. Mm. That is, if a personality has a frightened part that caretakes, and that part is active, that personality will feel that they are loving, that they're caring, that they want to care for someone else. For example, chaplains are sometimes caretakers. Hospice workers are sometimes caretakers.
Nurses
are sometimes caretakers. Mothers are sometimes caretakers, and fathers
and grandparents
are often caretakers. Anyone can be a caretaker. A caretaker is attempts to make someone else feel better. It appears as though that is being done for the other person, but actually it's being done for you, for the one who is caretaking, because you feel better if you can make someone else feel better.
And not only that, if I'm caretaking you, if I feel vulnerable, I want you to caretake me. So we're not really in a relationship. I'm just trying, my frightened parts are trying to feel better about themselves, either way.
It's a reciprocal search. So, and if you are a caretaker and you caretake someone, you bring them flowers, you bring them food that's healthy when they're in the hospital, and if they say thank you, oh, what would I do without you? Then you feel good. It tastes, their words are sweet like candy in your mouth. But if they say, oh, why did you have to come right now? I was just trying to sleep. Or if they say, I don't eat this food again, this junk. I want some Jell-O, or I want some chocolate pudding. or if they say, look, I don't want flowers. They smell bad to me. In other words, if the person you are caretaking rejects your, quote, care, you will have a reaction. You will recoil. You will be offended. You will be put off. You will judge them. So it's interesting that caretaking is very difficult to recognize by personalities who have frightened parts that caretake when those frightened parts are active. And in the same way, vulnerability is very difficult for personalities that have a frightened part that becomes, quote, vulnerable when that frightened part is active. But in both cases, you can apply emotional awareness to discover if you are in a frightened part or a loving part. And once you develop emotional awareness, it'll be unmistakable, because you'll feel painful physical sensations. Or you can look at your thoughts. And once you become skilled at observing your thoughts, it'll become unmistakable that you're in a frightened part of your personality, because you'll see your thoughts are not thoughts of gratitude or appreciation or caring or patience or contentment or awe of the universe, but they're thoughts that are judgmental or critical of yourself or of others.
I think one of the things I want to say again just about caretaking and caregiving is that sometimes it is hard to tell the difference unless you're aware of what's going on in your energy centers and you're aware of your thoughts and, in particular, aware of your intentions as well. Because intentions for caretaking come from fear. Intentions for caregiving come from love with no attachment. If you bring something to someone and they don't want it, that's fine, because you weren't attached anyway. You just did it from your heart. So that's just something to explore as well, because it fits very well in with vulnerability. Because I feel that many people who are feeling vulnerable want people to caretake them, as we talked about before, not caregive them.
So why have we spent this time talking about the nature of vulnerability and reminding you that you can use the tools of creating authentic power, and in particular, emotional awareness. By the way, these are all the tools that are in the commitment part of the Authentic Power Guidelines. So look at the commitment part if you have the cards with you. If not, go to seatofthesoul.com and print them out, and you'll see these are the commitment guidelines. Focus on what you can learn about yourself all the time from all of your reactions. Mm. Pay attention to your emotions. Pay attention to your thought. Mm-hmm. Pay attention to your intention. Mm. Now, why have we brought all of this to your attention now? Because once you recognize that vulnerability is a frightened part of your personality and you can challenge it, you don't need to act on it, then you have put yourself in a position of choice. You can either choose to remain in this state of, quote, vulnerability, of feeling helpless, susceptible to attack. That means people not understanding you if you try to explain yourself. You can keep yourself feeling tender and not wanting to engage other people. Or you can choose to reach for the healthiest part of your personality in the moment that you can. That is a moment of creating authentic power. That is a moment of connecting when you feel disconnected. That is a moment of opening to others when you have been closed to them. That is a moment of giving love when you have been trying to soak it up, but not really soak it up, manipulate it, manipulate the attention towards you. I'm vulnerable. I can't take anymore. You don't understand. I'm overwhelmed. I'm working sometimes 10 hours a day. My child is sick. I've had a divorce. Please. Please don't talk to me about these things. Mm. I can't take it. That is a frightened part of your personality. Stay with it if you choose. You won't be judged if you do, but if you do, you won't leave that hell that you're in. If you do, you'll continue to shut people out. If you do, you'll continue to attempt to manipulate them with your vulnerability. If you're vulnerable long enough, they'll just leave you alone. And they'll even sense, in fact, that there's something sticky about your vulnerability. Mm. So this is all good news. This is really good news. Because as you learn about authentic power and how to create it, you discover that every experience that you have in your life is an opportunity for you to create authentic power. Mm. And your life becomes a meditation. Your life becomes, your entire life becomes a meditation. Mm. And that changes everything. Mm.